Well, now we go to the other side of the aisle, where the Ohio Democratic Congresswoman Marsha Fudge announced yesterday that she will not challenge Nancy Pelosi as the next House Speaker. She will back her. This after Pelosi offered to make Fudge the chair of a subcommittee on elections. But the debate continues over the Democratic Party's priorities. Let's check in with Congresswoman-elect Kendra Horn, who will represent Oklahoma's 5th District, which includes most of Oklahoma City, the first Democrat to hold that seat since the 70s. It was a huge upset. Congresswoman-elect Horn, you're declining to say whether you will also support Pelosi. But what do you make of the idea that this has been a good debate for the party about whether Democrats need to tack more to the left and make changes?
You know, throughout the entirety of our campaign, and I think this is something we will, I know that I will continue to focus on, we focused on the issues that are most important to people in their day-to-day lives, the access to education and so many other things like that. And that, to me, has to take precedence over partisan or even, like, conversations within the party. Is there a right? Is there a wrong? There are so many things that are really critical that we need to address in the coming Congress.
Oh, I want to get to some of those. But just why do you think you won? Because polls were showing you behind. A lot of the national party money didn't even come into the state because the thinking, you know, was that maybe you weren't going to win. You did get some money from Michael Bloomberg's super PAC, Independence USA. But your opponent, Steve Russell, who had not commented, did break his silence in a Facebook post in which he seemed to sort of say that maybe the younger voters who went with you hadn't fully formed yet. He said, time and experience will engage this important population with the values that matter as they marry and raise families. I'm optimistic about the potential of our country's future, but saddened by its self-indulgence and lack of respect for one another. Seems to be a bit of a diss.
Yes, I think so. But I think the reason we won is that we changed the way that campaigns were run here. We engaged people from all across the spectrum, but it wasn't just young people. It was communities that have often been set aside. We also engaged with people of all different age groups, and we worked really hard, and we met people where they were. And most of our funding came from Oklahomans. Until the last quarter, more than 90% of all of our fundraising was from Oklahomans.
Well, and now you're headed to Washington, if not fully ensconced there. What do you think Democrats should do with this new power? There's going to be incoming chairs on 21 House committees, including the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. You've got the Ways and Means Committee. They have the authority to ask for President Trump's tax returns. But you've got Henry Waxman, who led the Oversight Committee for over a decade and has now apparently been talking to Democrats about their new roles. And he says that lawmakers in his party should study the way Republicans investigated the 2012 attack on Benghazi and do the exact opposite. That to go in and to say we're going to investigate Donald Trump and find out everything he did wrong would be an abuse of power. What do you think Democrats should do?
I think that he's right. I think the role of Congress is to represent the people, and we need to govern. We need to address the issues that are important in our communities and have real conversations about that. There will be times when it is appropriate and necessary to stand up to the administration and hold them accountable. But just to do that as a point of now we control the power, we're going to do to you what you did to us doesn't make sense to me because it's not ultimately in our best interest.
Yeah. Well, Nancy Pelosi has said somewhat the same thing, that impeachment, for instance, is not a one-party process. Look, tick off the other things that you think Democrats can do, knowing that the Senate is still controlled by Republicans.
Yes, I think we can protect health care and expand access to quality, affordable care. I think that we can address issues related to student loan debt. I think there are many other issues that are important, like criminal justice reform, things that can and should be addressed and reach across the aisle.
That's the Democratic Congresswoman-elect Kendra Horn from Oklahoma's 5th District. You know, you're going to join other Democratic women. I'm thinking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York, considered, you know, very much to the left. You're considered more of a centrist. People are wondering if it's going to work.
Well, there's not a one-size-fits-all way of dealing with things. Am I going to agree with her on everything? No, but I'm not going to agree with anyone on everything, and I am much more to the middle. I am an Oklahoman. This is my district, and I'm going to represent the people of my district, which are different than the people of someone else's district.
Yeah. Again, Democratic Congresswoman-elect Kendra Horn, Oklahoma's 5th District. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It was really great to talk with you today.